Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Joseph, the floor supervisor. Good afternoon. How can I help you today?
Yes, I received these two devices in the mail, and I'm not sure why. And then I just had them in their envelope, unopened. Mm-hmm. And then I saw I have a charge on my account for $59 and something. And so I called my bank up, and I told them I don't recognize this. They gave me your phone number. I opened up the package, and I see someone was saying it's a trial thing I was supposed to have for a certain length of time. Anyway, I want to know how to return this because I did not order this from you that I recall at all.
I completely understand. I do apologize. I will be more than happy to go ahead and assist you with this today. Do you mind providing me with the zip code on the account you're calling in about today?
Yes, it's 98271.
Can I please have the first last name on the account you're calling in about?
Yes, it's Rita, R-I-T-A. Last name is Webb, W-E-B-B.
Can I please have the shipping address on the account you're calling in about?
2632 144th Street Northeast, Marysville. And it put over here Marysville AL. I don't know how it got that on there because it's Washington, 98271.
Okay, thank you for that. Okay, I've gone ahead and located an account with the information today, ma'am. And that was for the smartwatch, ma'am. And it looks like the AirPods. It looks like there's initially an order that was placed for a trial back on the 2nd of April.
I don't think that. I recall something coming flashing up on my phone. I don't know that there was a trial at all. But anyway, I was surprised when this arrived. I didn't even open the package because I didn't know what it was until I saw this charge. And then when I called the bank about it and we were talking about it, they said, well, open your package, see who it's from, and then they gave me your phone number.
I understand, ma'am. I do apologize. So do you remember ever placing an order for a trial for the
No, I don't remember a trial at all. I remember I get these flash-ups that come up on the phone all the time, you know, when I'm doing on the internet.
So did you place that order for the...
I don't know, something came up and said, do you think mm-hmm. that you would, you know, I vaguely remember, but I get a lot of things for earpieces, so it wouldn't have been the first one.
Do you remember placing this order? It was placed on the 2nd of April for $5.95 and $5.95. Do you remember placing that order, ma'am? For the trial?
I don't recall placing it for a trial. I don't think no, I don't. And that's why I don't, was I charged $5.95 back on the 2nd? I'm going to my bank account right now.
So it was initially a 14-day trial, ma'am, after
again.
So it was initially a 14-day trial, ma'am, after the 14-day trial ended because you didn't call back to cancel. It states in terms and conditions in that 14-day trial you were billed before we took price of that trial. Now, what I can go ahead and do, though, ma'am, is I just need to verify, are you claiming fraud on this entire account, ma'am?
Yeah, well, because I don't, I don't recall any 14-day trial product that I ordered. I don't recall, mm-hmm. I do recall, I've had some of these earpieces sent to me. This, I don't know if it's yours, but I had a few other ones that were sent to me just to, if I was interested in purchasing. But I didn't do that. And I'm in my account right now. Now, was I charged $5 back in April? I'm looking here. I don't see a $5 charge. Was there one?
There was a $5.95 for the AirPods and then $5.95 for the smartwatch on the 2nd of
And
April.
How was that paid for?
The card that's on file, ma'am.
Okay, because I'm looking at my card, and does that end in 5300?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, and what date was that charge processed?
So all I'm showing is the day that the order was placed, which was on the 2nd. I can't tell you what day it processed in your bank.
Okay, because I'm in my account right now, but I don't see.
I would say look for like the second or third or fourth.
Okay, I'm on the third right now.
Couple days after.
I don't see it on the second. Okay, I'm looking onto the fourth now, which is Sunday. I don't see. So it would have been for about $8 you said. Okay, there's something here. There we go. Wait, it has top consumer marketplace fig, $14.95. Best choice product fig tree, $5.95. So they weren't that. There's something there on the 5th of April. And I don't know how that one was processed. So there's those two charges, and there's another, the other two charges for $59.95 that came on the 20th of this month.
So you never placed in this order for the trial. Did anyone in your household place this order?
No, because I'm the only one in my household. But now I need to turn in my debit card because by some chance, somebody's used this number.
Okay, well, I do apologize. Well, what I'm going to go ahead and do is I'm going to go ahead and file this as a fraud claim for you. Now, I do need to explain that process. What that would entail is we would contact your local authorities, provide them with the IP address on the account for them to verify the owner of the device that was used when the order was placed online. Your local authorities will also verify the location of where that order took place. Would you like to proceed forward with this fraud claim?
Right. Now, how do I get my money reimbursed to me, though? Will that do that for me?
Okay, ma'am. So, once I file this as fraud, ma'am, then you would be able to file this as fraud, and I could work on filing refunds on the fraud claim, ma'am. So, would you like to proceed forward with the fraud claim?
And that would be the charges, then, right?
Well, first, I need to know if you want to proceed forward with the fraud claim, ma'am.
Well, what other choice do I have? Is there a way that I can just have this all refunded back to me if I send you this product back?
So if you don't want to go forward with the fraud claim, ma'am, then what I can go ahead and do is I can go ahead and issue a 50% refund, ma'am, on that most recent charge for you, ma'am.
No, I'm not going to do 50% because you're talking about $130 here at least. Maybe
so would you like to proceed forward with the fraud claim?
Yes, go right ahead.
Okay. Let me go and file this as fraud then for you. Bear with me. And just to verify, is there currently a, I apologize, active dispute with your bank for these charges? Have you filed a dispute?
Is there an active receipt? Yes, I have it. I have it right here on my bank. I'm in my bank folder right now, my bank account right now, and I see the charges.
Dispute. I'm talking about, is there a dispute on these charges?
No, they told me to call you first as my attempt to reconcile this. But now that you only want to return, I mean, 50% is not going to do on something that I did not order. It's not going to work.
I just need to verify that so I can work on issuing the refunds. Thank you for that, ma'am, and verifying that. I'm working on filing this as fraud and issuing the refunds back to the account. Bear with me. I'm still here. I'm working on the fraud claim.
Well, no problem. I'm just scrolling through things here on the phone.
Oh, you're fine.
Now, do I need to call my bank and also have them delegate this as fraud at the same time?
I'm filing it as fraud on our end, ma'am, and I'm refunding those charges
back to
the account.
Do they need to do fraud on their end as well?
No, ma'am. They don't need to file it, ma'am. If they filed it on their end, it would end up messing up the refunds we're trying to issue you.
Okay. I won't call them then. Okay, got you. Thank you.
Bear with me, ma'am. I'm working on filing this as fraud. Bear with me. You can call them and let them know that you have been can't, you've been canceled and refunded by the merchant, but if you file a fraud claim with them, then it would just cancel out what we're doing.
Correct.
So I just want to clarify that question for you.
Right. Well, I do know that if I file it with them, I have to turn in my debit card to them and then go back and get another one, which will take me a 3-day delay. I only use that card. I don't use anything else.
Mm-hmm. I understand that, ma'am. I'm working on getting that refunded for you, ma'am. Bear with me.
And then should I be mailing this back to you?
Bear with me, ma'am.
Okay, thank you. There is nothing in here that says that this is a free trial or anything. I don't even know how this got sent to me, really.
Bear with me. Bear with me, ma'am. I'm working on getting this refunded for you, ma'am. Bear with me. I apologize. I'm almost done.
Okay, no problem.
Thank you for your patience, ma'am. Okay, I filed this as fraud for you. Are you ready?
Mm-hmm.
I'm still here. I'm working on that.
Okay.
Fraud claim. I just finished getting that issued back to your account and filing it as fraud, ma'am. Are you ready for the the refund confirmation numbers for those refunds?
Okay, now how much will be refunded back to me? Is it going to be both those charges?
It's both of the $59.95s and the $14.95 and $5.95s. It's the entire account.
And there's another, so it's a $59.95 twice, correct? Because it was $59.95 twice, $14.95.
Yes, ma'am. The $5.95. Now I have your refund confirmation numbers when you're ready.
Okay, 1 second. I'm going to put it into my phone. So I won't lose it. One moment here. Okay, I'm getting my notebook here. Notebook. 1 second. Okay. Okay, I'm getting a new little paper here. Okay, this is my confirmation numbers on my fraud charge, right?
Yes, I have those ready. Are you ready for them, ma'am?
Yes, I am.
Okay, your first refund confirmation number is
618-1390413.
And that's for the $59.95.
Okay. 59.95, and I'll repeat that to you, 6181390413. Correct?
Yes, ma'am. Again, that's going to be 6181390413. That's for the first refund confirmation.
Right. Okay. Got it.
So the second one is going to be 618-135-7533.
Okay. 618-1357-533. Okay.
Okay. Yes, ma'am. That's correct. Again, it's 618-1357-598. And that's for the $59.95. Are you ready for the next one?
Okay, I got that wrong then. On the bottom number, after the 53, it's 98. I didn't have that. I had a different number.
Five three.
Okay.
It's not 53, it's just 5.
Okay.
Let me repeat that from the beginning for you.
Yes,
let me repeat that from the beginning. 618-1357-5. And it's going to be 98.
Okay. And that one's, again, for $59.95.
That's correct.
Okay, and the next one?
Okay, you ready for the next one, ma'am?
Oh, I am, uh-huh.
Okay, it's going to be 614-2584-695, and that's for the $14.95.
Okay, that's 614-2584-695 for $14.95.
Okay, and then the last one. You ready?
Mm-hmm, I'm ready.
Okay, are you ready for the last two? That's going to be 614-2584-695. Okay, and last one is going to be 595. That refund confirmation number 614.
Wait. 614-258. Uh huh.
Okay, then it's going to be 4258.
Okay, the total number is 614-258-4258.
Okay, that is correct.
And that's okay, $5.95.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, so all these will come in as separate credits back to the account.
Yes, ma'am, that's correct. It's going to be refunded separately, ma'am. So don't be alarmed if you do see separate refunds. They'll be back in your account within 3 to 5 business days, ma'am. Is there anything else
okay,
that I
thank
can
you so
do
much.
For you today?
No, that's wonderful. And if I need to call you back, I'll just reference these numbers, right?
Yes, ma'am. If you have any other questions, we can call back about the refunds. Just give us a call back and we'll see you.
And what do I do with these products?
They're yours to keep, ma'am.
Mine to keep? Huh.
Yeah,
I'll give one to my grandchild or something. Okay. I'll try to do that because they'll probably use it more than I would. Okay. Thank you so very, very much. I appreciate it.
Thank you for calling customer support. You have a wonderful day.
You too. Bye-bye now.